Hey, 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 y'all. It's Brad to the Bone here. Right here on Brad's Vinyl. Where we feature my old vinyl LPs as I burn them to digital. An eclectic collection of classic rock, acid rock, punk, rockabilly, new wave, little mood music, electronic music, and all kinds of neat crap that I collected over the years. And I'm burning them digital, letting you listen to them here in the Brad's Vinyl format on internet radio. So, today we are featuring Deep Purple. Deep Purple, an English rock band out of 1968, forming in 1968. One of the big pioneers of heavy metal, modern rock. I consider it classic rock, the ultimate. And this is one of their ultimate LPs, one of my favorite and many people's favorite, Machine Head. Deep Purple, Machine Head. That's right. Ian Gillan, John Lord, Claude Knobs, producer, Ian Pace, Roger Glover also. Yeah. A lot of classics on here. Classics like Smoke on the Water, Highway Star, some really good shit out there. Good shit. Yep. Machine Head, right here on Brad's Vinyl. So, let's go ahead and get right into side one of Deep Purple's Machine Head on Brad's Vinyl.
Yeah, she turns me on, all right. Right.
All right. I'm Brad to the Bone here. We just finished up side one here on Brad's Vinyl, featuring Deep Purple's Machine Head LP out of 1972, starting with Highway Star, Maybe I'm a Leo, Pictures of Home, a lot of keyboard sound on that, and finishing up with Never Before. Love those keyboard sounds. Organ. Ian Pace, Ian Gillan, Roger Glover, Richie Blackmore. Deep Purple Machine Head, right here on Brad's Vinyl. That's right, on bass guitar. Richie Blackmore. One of the founders of the band, actually. What was the deal on that? His grandmother actually used to play a song on the piano called Deep Purple. I have no idea what that sounds like. I have to search that someday. Deep song by his grandmother on the piano. So Richie Blackmore chose that name for the band. And gosh, they went platinum with this LP. They were actually one of the kind of the leaders in hard rock bands. Even were billed in Guinness World Book of Records or something like that as one of the world's loudest rock and roll bands. They got that award back in, oh gosh, a long time ago. I don't know. Kind of a cool award to have. They're one of the pioneers of hard rock and heavy metal. Listed up there as one of the pioneers with listed up there with Led Zeppelin, Black Sabbath, and so on. And allegedly they've influenced a number of rock and heavy metal bands such as Metallica, Alice in Chains, Bon Jovi, Rush, even Aerosmith. So Deep Purple's Machine Head, that was released in September. Well, I don't know exactly what time it was released. But I do know that they played some of these songs in concert in advance of the release of Machine Head. And there's a story there behind the B-side, some of the songs on the B-side, but we'll talk about that later after we get into the B-side right here on Brad's Vinyl. So let's head on over to side B of Deep Purple's Machine Head on Brad's Vinyl.
Smoke on the
Yeah. Space trucking. Right on, right on. Punchy song. Very cool song. I'm Brad of the Bone. You're listening to Brad's Vinyl. And we just finished up side B of my sad and sorry collection of Deep Purple LPs. The only one I have, actually. Machine Head. Yes, Machine Head, Deep Purple, out of 1972. And we started out with Smoke on the Water. Nice long song. Lazy, followed by Lazy. Jazzy, rocky song there. I love Lazy. It didn't get much airplay, and of course, I always like the songs that don't get that much airplay. That's just my taste. It's a shame, but hey. I am Brad to the Bone. So, Smoke on the Water, followed by Lazy, and followed by the final track on the side B LP of Machine Head, Space Truckin'. Oh, so we were talking earlier about how the band on tour would sometimes play songs that would later come out on their later LPs, and Fireball, one of their LPs before Machine Head, during the Fireball tour, they were playing Highway Star, and it was performed a couple of times. The band hadn't finished Machine Head, so I'll tell the story about Smoke on the Water, which many of you have heard already, but not everybody knows. They were in Switzerland, getting ready to record Machine Head. And it was due to be recorded at the Montreux Casino using the Rolling Stones mobile studio. And a fire actually broke out at the Montreux Casino. Somebody with a flare gun shot it into the ceiling during a Frank Zappa and the Mothers show, and it burned down the casino, and that was the inspiration for the lyrics behind Smoke on the Water. You can hear them talk about, you know, somebody stupid with a flare gun burned the place to the ground. And they later recorded that album in a corridor at the Grand Hotel, the empty Grand Hotel. Machine Head, Deep Purple. I'm Brad of the Bone, and I hope you enjoyed today's show. We'll be coming back at you next time in another Brad's Vinyl. Thanks for listening.